This summer was the Earth's warmest on record, according to the Copernicus Climate Change Service. August was also the 13th month in a 14-month period where the global average temperature exceeded 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial levels. It was also the warmest summer ever across Europe, though not here, or across the water in Britain. Our coldest in 6 years, theirs in 9 years. Dr. Carla Buontempo is director of the Copernicus Climate Change Service and is with us now. Thank you very much for taking our call this morning.
Good morning, a pleasure to be with you.
Can you tell us more about your findings?
Yeah, more, you know, it's really more than a piece of research. It's just observation. It's taking all these observations that we get coming from satellite and sensors and putting them together. And these depict a summer that, as you said, is the warmest we have ever seen. Not only the summer, but the month starting January until the end of August have been this 8-month stretch, the warmest we've seen in our record. That started in 1940. So August was the warmest month on record. July was the second warmest. June was the warmest on record. And every month before then, until way back to June last year, at this time has been the warmest on record. So the last 2 years, 2023 and 2024, really stand out with respect to the temperature of the previous decade. Now, I understand that this may sound surprising in Ireland, where the last few weeks and months have been particularly cold.
Yes. And why, for example? Why are we in Britain the exception in this case?
Well, you know, the more you zoom into a specific region, the more you are subject to see the effect of climate variability. So, for instance, last winter, 23-24, we had a very persistent cold patch over Fennoscandia, over Norway, Finland and Sweden that stays there from the late October into January. So this is in the nature of climate. We are bound to see this variability happening at a local scale. But if you zoom out, if you go beyond your backyard, your country, or your region, and look at the big picture, then the signal is very clear. It's a consistent signal towards a warming climate. This is happening in Europe, that is warming faster than the global average. Is happening in the other continent. Is happening in all the ocean basin, and in that sense, the fact that 24 is now on track to beat 23 and become the warmest year on record is just an extra data point in this long sequence of record-breaking years.
Is it clear why?
Yes, to a large extent, it is clear. I mean, climate is interesting to study because it is influenced by so many things, you know, the solar, volcanoes, orbital parameter. But we couldn't explain what we have seen now, this rising temperature, without including the greenhouse gases. So to a very large extent, this sequence of extreme years is driven by the increase in greenhouse gases associated with human activity. So if we want to respect the commitment that we made in the Paris Agreement of keeping the temperature, the global mean temperature, well below 2 degrees with respect to pre-industrial and possibly below 1.5, then we must get to net zero as soon as practically possible.
It's a consistent trend, but is it reversible at this stage?
Well, it is reversible. It depends on what is the timescale and what is the parameter you're looking at. So for temperature, we do know that if we stop emitting greenhouse gases, actually we can see benefit within the space, relatively short amount of time, from years to decade. You can really see the benefit of it. For other variables, such as, for instance, the sea level, then the time is much longer. So our actions now are important, but we won't necessarily see the direct consequences. That we won't see a reversal is something that maybe several generations down the line will be able to see. But still, what we do today is fundamentally important for the future of our children and grandchildren.
Dr. Carla Buontempo, Director of the Copernicus Climate Change Service, thank you very much for speaking with us.